but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I got a lot of grief last week.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
I had Rob Akey, the interim head football coach at Oregon State, on the show. And I asked him, if you weren't a football coach, what would you be? And then he said, we talked about his parents being teachers, and he made a reference to maybe being a country music singer, and then I dropped the ball. I fumbled. I didn't ask him to sing for us. Joining us now, country music singer and football coach Rob Akey. How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. How in the world are you today?
I am great. You got lightning in a bottle. You got two wins in a row. How's that feel?
Oh, it feels good. I'm fired up for these kids. It's good to see, the smiles continued, and they, the performance got better and more success happened for, individual guys. And that's kind of the goal. If I can be the best me I can be, I can be the best teammate I can be. And I thought our team did a good job of looking out for the team the way we played that last game. And so that's cool. That part is a lot of fun, and we're anxious to continue to grow and take another step.
One of the things I saw early on was I saw a team that could have won some games but didn't quite know how to close out a game. And I think there's a learning curve for a team. When teams figure out how to win games, that there's some DNA there that they can lean on. Do you feel like that happened in the 10-7 win? Like, that's a tough game. Could have gone either way. There's a field goal here. You guys find a way to win. Is this a team that's figured something out?
Well, I'd like to tell you that I believe that, yes. I think there's some evidence of it there, but nothing ever means you're there. But it means we made that step happen, and I do think when you make that step happen, it gives you a chance to be able to do it again because you've felt that success, and now there's a little experience of having done that. And I'd like to think that it means we could do it in a cleaner fashion the next opportunity that we're in that boat because, just as you look at the way we closed that thing out, it was things were headed great, and then that, the punt return, gave them some field position that, may be an opportunity. We had forced a bad kick, and, we're backed up there making sure that you can keep the ball in our hands without having to, as the clock expires. That was the whole goal there, and we were able to get that all closed out and accomplished, so I was proud of that. But I obviously would like to see that be a little bit cleaner, and I'd like to hope that because we've been through that yes, the next time we've got a little experience of it, there's more confidence in it, and gives us a chance to make it happen better. And so kind of along the lines of what you said, yeah, I think there's it can lead to making it happen again in the future, yes.
I think your guys forgot how to lose. I think that's part of it. I'm sticking with that
as
part of the storyline.
That's something good to forget, I'll tell you that.
The Sam Houston State Bearcats have not had a happy season. How important is it for you guys to jump on them early in Saturday's game?
Well, I think it's very important for us. And I'd also be, I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you I thought that was important in every game. If you can start fast, it makes life a whole lot better. The goal is to start fast, maintain, and finish strong. But I do think that that helps because, we obviously understand the scenario that they're in a little bit. They've not won a game yet, and they've had some opportunities that may have made a couple of them closer. I mean, the Jacksonville State game, they lost with time running out. That field goal got kicked. So, they've been a little bit close. But if you can, we can make some stuff happen early, then they have the weight of all those games carrying over them, and maybe they get to feeling like, here we go again. But, that's part of the goal. The biggest thing for me and what I'm preaching to our guys and what we've all been talking about is going out and being a better me than I was the last time I was out on the field. And don't pay attention. It doesn't matter if we're playing Corvallis High School, if we're playing Ohio State. I want to be a better player the way I do things today. And if I can do that, then I can take care of my teammates. And that enables us the best chance to be able to win the game. And that keeps us our focus where it needs to be. And yes, we're going to, you know, want to get a jump on them. And you know, every game you'd let a jump on them early and strangle them while you're doing it and finish it out strong. But then everybody might go home early. And then everybody that's selling concessions understands they might not like it.
You can't be worried about selling hot dogs. You got to be worried about getting first downs. That's where your job is.
I'm worried about the win, baby.
All right. Rob Hickey's with us, interim coach at Oregon State. I had people ask me this week, could he get this job? Do you want this job? Do you want the permanent job? Do you feel like you're auditioning? How do you approach it?
Well, that's out of my control. And what I mean by that, people other than me are going to be able to, are the ones that are going to make that decision. You know, we've been entrusted to take care of these guys and help them finish this season and do it the right way. And that's what our whole focus and our goal is, to make that happen and take care of these guys. And I think our staff is doing a good job of doing that. Now, I'd be lying to you if there's not a part of me that's sitting here saying, hey, let's do it so well that they say, hey, we'd be crazy to get rid of him. Why would we want to? And that's what we're going to try to make happen. Hopefully we give them reason to say, hey, why don't you stay here? Because this is a great place. This is a cool place. You can do some great things here. And then you look at going into this new conference. There's a lot of stuff that is going to be awesome about going on here. And we've got an opportunity to be in the driver's seat in that new conference. We go about doing things the right way. So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. I mean, I think that's human nature, right? I mean, you got a job to do as the interim coach. But yeah, if you can, you know, win out, I think you put some doubt in their mind. Like, do we need to hold a search, or does this guy need to get an interview? Have they told you whether you will get an interview? Has that even been talked about?
No, we're just paying attention to taking care of this team. So we'll see what happens with it. But if we do it well, then they got to take a look, right? And if they don't, then I guess you're in the coach's portal, and maybe somebody else is taking a look and do it that way. So, yeah, I'd like to be a head coach again. But, again, the most important thing that we're doing now is to make sure we take care of these players.
What is a winning locker room like after a win in a college football game?
It's absolutely awesome, because it's all the work and everything they put into it. There's the excitement, and when they're jumping up and down, everybody's fired up, everybody's wound up because of the accomplishment. And then, you know, I think it's been, you know, probably magnified a little bit the way our locker room has been because of having overcome the losses early. So now there's, it's true jubilation. It's a hell of a deal. And you get to enjoy it for a short period of time, and then you go back to work on the next one after that. So it honestly makes the world go round. That's the whole deal. You know, you figure there's 365 days in a year, and you get to do this. So the work you put in on those 350 whatever there are for 12 opportunities, that if you can do those 12 opportunities well, it buys you a few more games if it all plays out the right way. But that's a whole lot that goes into, you know, you're going to be judged. The way you feel, everything that goes about it is the result of 12 days out of that year of 365. So that, I don't know if that kind of illustrates the why it's such a dynamic deal and why it means that much. But, yeah, that's all capped into it. So it's a big deal. It's really, really cool.
Jim Walden, the old Washington State coach, I was talking to him this morning. And
where are you?
Yeah, he's coming on later in the 5 o'clock hour as well. He's going to join later.
Well, but you got to make sure you tell Coach I said, hey.
I will. But he brought up a question. He said, look, he thinks it's really hard for kids when they know they're not playing for a conference championship and they know, like, they have an independent schedule. He said it's very challenging because, you know, what are they playing for? Are they playing for each other? Are they just playing to win every game? Yeah, because there's a different feel to non-conference games than there is conference games. Do you think that has impacted the players at all this season and last season, Oregon State and Washington State, they're out here as, you know, just competing in a non-conference game with, you know, untethered for two seasons. Has it felt different that way at all?
Well, I don't know about that, because I think as we went into the season, that, you know, going into this season, we had obviously expectations of doing some really good things. And if you can do those things really well, you know, you're doing it to get yourself into a bowl game. And the bowl games are absolutely awesome. And, you know, and if you do it the right way, you do it well, especially with the conference that, the schedule that we played, some of those opponents and what they've done over the course of the year, you know, you're fighting to try to get yourself into the playoffs, right? Well, we didn't have the success, and we didn't make the things happen early enough for the fire to grow and build. So that changed the factor at that point in time, but it wasn't so much – I didn't feel like it was, somebody like, that's sitting there that's in a conference that really doesn't – or that doesn't have a conference that really doesn't have anything to play for. We still – the way we're approaching it, we're fighting to be the Pac-2 champs, and we're in the driver's seat for that right now. We get two more opportunities before we get to go do that again, and so that's our push to it. But certainly when the situation is normal, like it will be next year with the new conference being put together, and you are playing conference opponents and everything matters within that towards the championship of your league and being able to advance in that fashion, it makes it more normal. Yes, it's not normal, but I don't feel like our guys went into it unmotivated. No, I think we had some, we just had some bad knocks happen to us early. And when we had opportunities to have closed some things, you know, you take care of business early in the season, a couple of those games, and then, you know, you're a completely different team. Then the experience, having experienced success gives you a better opportunity to perform more in the following game. So, you know, take care of the Fresno game. We were getting after Houston. Houston's one of the best teams in the country, top teams in the country right now. And, so things like that, you know, we had a rough day with Texas Tech, another one of the top teams in the country. But had we gotten a couple of those early wins, I think there's more wins that would have been stacked up at this point in time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Rob Hakey is with us, interim coach. All right, so I'm walking around Research Stadium on Saturday. I see you before the game on the field. Yeah. It's nice to say hi to you in person. But I had a couple people stop me and say, hey, Hakey was on your show. He said he might be a country singer if he weren't a football coach. And you didn't ask him to sing. You want to give us your voice a little bit? You know, you got to sing a few bars for us? You have a country song you like?
I got a lot of them that I like, and I'd be more than happy to do it. But then you'd be upset with me because, they told me I should sing on the radio. Because if I was singing on radio, then they could change the station. And I'd hate to do that to you. So I'm going to pass on that opportunity.
All right, passing it up. All right, what do you see when you see Sam Houston on film?
I see a football team that's playing hard and they're fighting, and obviously they've had not a lot of things go their way, and I think that makes them, very, very dangerous. I mean, the most dangerous animal in the world is a wounded animal, and they are, and so they're willing to try to make anything happen, and we've got to be sharpening on our toes as we do that. I mean, their defense, they get into a bunch of different fronts, they play a bunch of different coverages, doing a lot of different things in that fashion, trying to confuse people. They've got they'll do some things with their quarterback to try to affect your defense as you're attacking them in that fashion. But then you also look at the fact that they're willing to do anything they can to try to make a win. And so you've got to be ready for all the trick plays and the different things like that can come in, on offense, special different blitzes on defense, fakes and things like that in the special teams. It makes them very dangerous. They're going to say, what are we going to do with the game? They've already lost a bunch of them. So they're trying to find a way to find their magic. And we got to make sure that we don't worry about that nonsense. We take care of making ours better. And I think you magnify that a little bit with the fact that this is, this is senior day. It's the last chance these guys are going to get the opportunity to play in Reeser Stadium. And so, they're wound up on that. And that's where we've got to maintain our focus. But that's what I see from them. And again, go back, no different than it has been the last two games. We've had to overcome demons and things like that and be able to pay attention to what we can do, approach how we can make things happen, and now how can we make it better. And you've done it twice. And I'm a firm believer that if you can do it some of the time, you can do it all of the time. So let's make it happen more often and build it that way and pay more attention to what you put together. And then if we do that the right way, we look up at the scoreboard at the end of the game when it matters, it should read the way we want it to.
Rob Hakey with us. All right. After the game, you get to the locker room. You talk to your team. Eventually, at some point, you pick your phone up. What's that phone look like after a win? You got coaching friends and family members and neighbors who are, congratulating you, or what is that like?
Yeah, that's pretty cool, especially, with what we've gone through on this whole deal. There was there were a lot of messages, text messages, phone calls, things like that. And it, I think it was kind of cool being the fact that it was against Washington State where I'd spent so many years. There were a lot of guys that I coached with, guys that I coached, that I got a lot of pretty cool messages from a lot of them. As so that was pretty cool. It's good, and that's the thing. You know, everybody loves talking to you when something good happens. So
right.
I like to talk to people. So we got to keep good things happening, right?
You know what I do? I make a habit when a coach I know who loses a tough game, I make a habit of reaching out to them because I want them to know, I'm not just there when they win. And I think it goes a long way because I think a lot of those guys I still hear from. And it's not like I'm giving them any kind of insight. I'm just like, maybe something I saw in the game or a little bit of encouragement. I think we all need that, Coach. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you making time.
Hey, John, I appreciate it, man. That's cool that you do that and continue that. And I can't wait to see you here again this weekend. We're going to put on a hell of a show. And thanks for everything, Bubba. Appreciate you. Go Beavs.
All right. There he goes. Country Western singer, but not singing. Rob Akey. Interim coach Oregon State. I find it interesting, Steven. He's willing to say, he'd be lying if he told you he didn't want the job. He wants the job. I think they're going to win against Sam Houston. That is a winless team. They go to Tulsa after that. That is a winnable game. He could be sitting on four in a row heading to the season finale on that post-Thanksgiving game against Washington State. Do you consider Rob Akey if he's 5-0 to finish the year?
Yeah, you got to consider him at that point. Yeah, I think so. And he comes across as so authentic in these interviews, right? And I think that's what makes him so likable. Like, you can cheer for this guy because of just what he says and how he acts, when he's talking to you, John. And I really enjoyed this guy. I think you could do a lot worse than Rob Akey. I'll say that. Like, you could go out and you could try to hire somebody and it could turn out to be really not great. Where if you get Rob Akey in there, he's going to motivate those guys. He's going to get guys to play hard for him no matter what the record is. What's the ceiling? I don't know. But you could definitely do a lot worse than that guy. So, yeah, I mean, if they're 5-7 on this season and they somehow turn around and win 5-0 under Rob Akey, you have to consider him.
Leave it here. Our big splash coming up. I want more of your phone calls as well. 503-417-7575. You get the BFT.